Gary McDade, in the end up, you'll be happy with that result.
Yeah, listen, Dermot, to be 9-10 at half time, you know, and we were playing nothing, you know, and to come out the second half and McCool's nailed on another two, and that left us 11 down, I think, after 36, maybe 37 minutes, you know, and to actually not get beat, you know, I think it's massive for the young group in there. I think we 10 under 21s who actually ended up playing football today. So it's huge for that young group in there to actually come out and see out the game in terms of that they clawed it back and wild energy and just made sure that they got something out of that game.
And there was a lot of big moments in that match, Gary. Big talking points. Tell me, the goal, the McCool second goal, wee bit of confusion about that, because initially the umpire gave it, waving the green flag. We weren't too sure what way the referee was deciding on. Mm-hmm. How did you see it?
Yeah, I was kind of a bit fazed by it, because I was like, because it looked to me, and I'll see it back in the TV, and it's hard, I'm not giving out to the referees or nothing, you know, but it looked to me as if the umpire nearly reacted to the ball as opposed to the foul that was happening on Keelan Kelly. The ball probably did cross the line, but if Keelan Kelly was fouled inside the 6 yard, you can't go in and shoulder charge the keeper inside the 6 yard, and to me, that's what I could be wrong here.
Yeah.
You know, I need to watch it back myself, Jeremy, on the TV.
Okay, well, Keelan Kelly mentioned him as well. He made a big save, didn't he? 20 minutes gone in the second half. The time the clock was ticking down, he made a big save to deny. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it was a real goal chance. Mm. After that, it ended up being a point for McCudge when it could have been a goal, but that was their last score of the game. Gary Hughes kicked on and scored 5 scores without reply, 2 of them 2-pointers.
Yeah, you know, and that was a massive turning point. As you said, the game was full of moments, and that was certainly a big moment. I thought, fair play to Keelan, you know, he went up the field and he nailed a great score himself, you know, unbelievable. Like, it's not often you see that. You see it more now in the modern game, but I don't think we've seen it in the club championship in Donegal yet, with the keeper came up and nailed a score. So I'm delighted for him. You know, he's showing that leadership in there at the back. He knew we probably needed the score at that time when he came up, but his save was brilliant. And kick out second half, we did really well. I think we only lost 2 in the second half on them. His kicking was excellent in the second half. And that breeze, you're just under pressure with that breeze, you know, when, listen, McCool struggled in their kick out in the second half as well, the same way as we did in the first half. It's just so hard. Primary possession is key. You know, we won the second half, they won the second half, probably because both teams dominated the kick outs on the half that they had the breeze.
And tell me, big crowd here today. It was a great occasion, wasn't it? Real championship fever to it. And I'm sure many in the crowd, Gary, were coming over wondering if Michael Murphy was going to feature. He was there with you on the sideline, but he wasn't togged. What's the situation there?
Yeah, listen, unfortunately, as you can see there from last week's team, even we had a few changes to the team early on that were forced upon us. Just last week was a hard-hitting game. You know, Jeremy, it's really tough week on week. On the players, on the bodies, and you saw the changes we made from the team last week, and you know, and great to have Michael back. He's in and around the boys this week now against us, and listen, he's carrying a knock at the minute, we're just going to have to give it a week-to-week basis and manage it that way. But unfortunately, there's more than Michael. You saw Reid Kelly came on there, like, we were nursing him, we needed him to come on, but then you saw where he pulled up again and we had to take him off. He had a huge influence when he came into the game, when he did come on for that 20 minutes roughly that he played, but we had to take him off again, so he's probably going to miss me next week as well, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, overall, good display from your team, especially in the second half, Gary, and you have got out of here with a draw win for so long in that game. It looked like it was going McCool's way.
Yeah, it was, and that's what I'm happy for the group, you know. I'm happy for all the boys in there, you know. I think we used 19 players there today. We used 21 last week because we had a blood sub late in the game, and we have a bit of strength and depth there, even though we carried Knox and Niggles from last week. So I'm just really happy that, you know, that we have that strength and depth, and we're able to look after it if people get injured. But 3 points on the board, like, if you'd offered me that at the start, we're also going to play Plenties and McCool's in the first 2 games, that would grab the hand of you, and you'd like to think 3 points, Jim, would be enough to get you into the knockouts in the prelims, you know, at the minute.